This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What'd you say?
JB and Billy are on tour.
What we're calling you is Road Trip Bradless.
Today, we're live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield.
Let's have a frothy!
Thanks to our van RV, the rush hour hits the road.
Hit the road,
fat. Oh, and here we are at the Delatite in Mansfield.
Oh, Jimmy!
Bloody hell.
Yes.
Good gathering.
Good
gathering.
Not as feral as last week.
No, a bit better behaved at the moment. They might get their eye in. Damien Barrett shortly to join us. And then we're going to have Chad Owens wander in.
The coach.
The local coach. And he's got his mob going nicely too, Bill.
Second on the ladder.
Second
Jimmy
on
Boyd
the
going
ladder.
Nicely,
yeah. I can't believe as I read down.
Yes.
I know there's a quiz coming
a
up.
Quiz.
I know that Rosie will get involved. I see Craig Kelly.
Oh, no.
Why would anyone want to talk to him?
Premiership coach, Jim.
I can't believe that. And then Josh Fraser, who's the local product.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So lots to enjoy here in magnificent Mansfield. Hello to you, old puffer vest.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Lovely trip up here with Rabsy today. We went through Yay! And Yark, which is just down the road also. But a big cheerio to the mine hosts here, Dean and Gil Bell. At the Delatite, so a round of applause
yes.
for Dean and Gil.
Very good.
Been here for 9 years and they've lifted a joint. Lovely community
beautiful.
Hotel, Jim.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We've got some locals here too, some of the natives I can just see out there. We'll have a chat about them. But big thank you to Dean and Gil.
Yes.
Bell. Rabsy, how are you, mate?
We're going to Barney Doon.
2.5 hours drive.
Oh.
2 hours, 29 minutes, he sang that song.
Yes.
Well,
and they're the only words I know of it.
He's not at his best, Bill.
No.
We're just getting ready to start this show. He ripped a fart out, bring tears to your eyes.
It was a kid.
It very nearly cleared my nostril passages. And then he's just pointed at these beautiful children and said, one of those has done a fart, which they haven't, by the way. Have a look at them, how good are they?
Oh, they are
by
lovely.
The way. So that's good. And,
yeah.
What Bill,
about...
I tell you, the drive up here.
Yes, please.
You came a little bit earlier than me, but have you ever driven around Tassie?
Yeah,
So every 200 metres when you drive around Tasmania, there's a dead animal.
Roadkill.
Bill, everywhere.
Yes.
I drove past, where would it have been, Reps? Between Hillsville and...
Us, the locals.
Where the fires were. King Lake.
King
all
Lake,
through
yes.
there. Bill.
Yep.
I saw 85 wombats dead.
Oh, no. What's
a... And a cow.
No, you didn't see
a cow.
But
a whole cow.
No, Jim.
Bill, a truck had hit a whole bloody cow.
No.
It was enormous.
A lot
and
of
wallabies
kill.
And...
Well, we saw a platypus.
Yes.
We saw what? The wombats.
Run over.
Yes, run over.
A platypus.
A kangaroo. Rabs reckons there's turtles on the side of the road.
Oh, there is. Never any.
I saw a coyote. Like, there's that many animals I've never seen... A buffalo, Jim. I've never seen so many animals
Bill,
on the side
I
of the road.
Know. So that talks to a beautiful environment.
Well, it's green.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
green is it?
No, wow, very, very
green.
Nice part of the world. And as I say, last time I was here, Bill, you had the photo. A gentleman brought it up. I came to see Ned and Moo. Well, much more came to see Meredith.
Moo,
much better half of Ned, who's, I'm not sure, a whole human.
No.
But anyway, I came to see him. He said, drop into the pub on the way through to their joint out of Merrijig.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't realise they'd just won the flag.
Mad Monday.
The joint was going bananas.
And you pop in.
I pop in not knowing.
Yeah. Mate.
Anyway, I brought a bit of A-grade sort of sizzle to the affair. But
have
they won a flag since?
Yeah, no. That was
no,
the
that
last,
was the
flag,
last flag.
We'll talk about that. We'll
all
talk
right.
with old Chad Morgan. Or
Fred
whatever.
Morgan.
Chad, whatever his name is. A couple of locals. We got Billy, the Sparky, the best farm in town. Is he here yet, Bo? Oh, he's coming in now.
Coming
that's,
in now.
That's Bo Christopher, his name
right.
is. He's the local plumber, Jimmy. He knows everyone
right.
and thinks he knows everything. He's got four. He's had four kids at Xavier, so he's going all right.
Bloody hell. He's overcharging.
Yeah. Exactly. Timmy Powell, my good mate from CUB.
Yeah, bloody oath.
He played here. Massive contract. Yes. Took all the money out of the town and pinched the best girl in town and
then,
married
and
her.
And now gone back to Melbourne or here?
No, back to Melbourne.
All right, yes.
My mate Gav played here in
98. Gav!
Gav played here, didn't he,
Who
Bo?
You?
Yeah.
Who you went to Thailand with?
Yeah, Thailand with the tears.
See, yep.
Who else? Cam Arnold, is he? Where's Big Cam? Good looking
so
bloke.
What you've said, Bill, is all these people that aren't here.
All right, then. Is Fish here?
No, he's in America.
Oh, get stuff.
Get to your rap, Bill.
Righto, let's go to the rap, Leroy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour, Jim,
Our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right, here we go.
Then, Jimmy, there were eight.
Oh, no.
What about that for
what
a throw?
About that?
But have a listen to this. Can you believe what happened yesterday? You probably did because you were there watching it.
Oh, yeah, I was.
But what about this, Leroy?
Gidiman needs to use the body. They got 2-on-1. Elliott will pick it up. Elliott closes to 40. Elliott puts the Pies in front. The Pies are going to get through with a thriller again. Can you believe it at the MCG? They've won by a point, the Pies. And the Blues miss out on September action.
Fat,
beautifully
cool. Seven of their last nine games by less than a kick.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Collingwood
supporters.
Magpie here. He's very happy. Look at him.
It's a girl, Jim. Carlton, what about Carlton supporters? Oh, they're very quiet down there.
No. Well, I went home to a Carlton supporter last night. She was shattered. Yeah. She couldn't get any words out.
None of it. I got friends that aren't going to work today.
No, Carlton they're supporters. Very flat.
So round one of the finals, of course, a couple of weeks' time, Thursday, September 1. Thursday night, Jim,
yes.
Brisbane take on Richmond at the Gabba.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, the whole layout of the finals interests me. Why are we going there first? I would have thought the two top teams, finishing teams,
yes.
would have played Thursday, Friday night, so that were they potentially to lose, they would get the maximum time before the next final.
Well, Friday, Melbourne do play
Melbourne
Sydney,
do play, yep.
yes, at the MCG. Then Geelong play in a twilight, Saturday Arvo.
Why? That's the burial slot.
Well, I don't know. What
are they doing? That's the biggest game, nearly.
Yeah, well, does it finish at 7 and then go to the 7 News?
Oh, no, well, then go to the game in Perth, obviously, where they are behind.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would have thought that would have been in Brisbane.
It was. Anyway, and then Freo and Western Bulldogs, as you said, over in Perth. So interesting times there.
Yep.
Eight teams left. Brisbane will challenge the two suspensions they got Friday night.
Yes.
Cam Rayner. Geez, you want him playing. You do want him playing. And Noah Answorth.
Yes.
Also got a game, so he's going to be challenged there.
But we'll also talk to Damien Barrett shortly about whether Dane Zorko is fortunate
Very
to be
fortunate.
Playing in that game.
Yes, a sledge, of course. Cricket World, Jim, Davey Warner is going to play the big bash for the Sydney Thunder.
Good.
That is 2-year deal there.
Love it.
And Tim Payne is going to play Shield cricket for Tassie.
Yep. Dom Baker, the boss down there, has come out and said he's not secretly, but quietly been preparing.
Yep.
Not part of the contracted squad, but the best keeper down there comfortably.
In Australia, probably.
Well, probably, and he will play in the Shield games when they get underway in a month or two.
All right.
That is good.
It is good news for Timmy Payne. Melbourne Storm, they beat the Broncos.
Mm. Rugby league.
Now, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leroy. 60-12 last Friday night. 60-12.
What's going on with the Broncos?
I don't know, but they're fourth on the ladder. They play the Roosters this Friday night at Amy Park. Get there or be square. Mm. Nah, the golf, Jim. Tell us what happened here, because this is Adam Scott. He got out of the bunker with his shot.
It's unbelievable.
Was magnificent.
Yep.
Six and sand saves. This to try to get into East Lake with a four. And Adam Scott, look at this shot under pressure.
He did it. That's a $500,000 bunker swing.
And Adam Scott, with that par, secures a spot. The only guy to play himself in both weeks.
Phil, it's the bunker shot was from here to the RV out the front.
To the RV van.
So it's a good 25, 30-meter bunker shot, the hardest shot in golf.
Yeah.
And it dropped it to within a foot. To make it through to the final 30 at East Lake.
And what does that mean, money-wise?
That is the playoffs of the FedEx Cup. That's massive. You win the FedEx Cup, Bill, by the way. You're in like 15 mil.
Oh.
So it's enormous.
Beautiful.
But well done, because he was only just in the first cut and then only just the second cut. Now he's through to the end. Also been picked in the President's Cup team. Love Adam Scott.
Exactly right. That's it, Rabsy, for a wrap. A good wrap. You like that?
Not really.
Enough.
Any more people you can talk to who aren't here?
Van RV, Melbourne's largest range of Atlantic caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au. It's the Rush Hour live from the Delatide Hotel in beautiful Mansfield.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
For Our Van RV, this is Triple M's Rush Hour live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield. We're down to the business end of the footy season, so Damien Barrett's on the show.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Good to see you, Damo, as we get ready for a massive final series.
Yeah, g'day, Jim. And we'll start, unfortunately, with the negatives, because there's a few more of those to wade through. And a number one negative, I think, out of the round was what's happening at Brisbane Lions form-wise. But More so with what Dane Zorko said to Harrison Petty on the Friday night game. And look, we chose as a station, Jim, didn't we, on the Saturday to not go near what he said. We don't need to. But
I see others didn't.
No, yeah. Others haven't done that. And look, that's their call on that. But it was obviously a disgraceful, disgusting comment. And one that I still feel slightly uneasy with. That there hasn't been more commentary from the official parts of the game, even the Brisbane Lions. I know they put out the statement on Saturday, but to me, it wasn't that strong. I would have liked to have seen Dane Zorko himself front cameras to just basically admit what he did was very wrong and to say something about it. And I haven't heard from the AFLPA yet either. I mean, they regularly and rightly make comment about other behaviour in the game and around the game about players on all sorts of levels and issues. And I haven't heard anything as we speak on this Monday afternoon since the Friday night incident about one of their own.
No, I'm with you. I think he can consider himself very fortunate to be playing round one of the finals, to be honest. It's a despicable thing to say.
Yeah. So why, Damo, why wouldn't the AFL pick that up?
Bill, they chose, Bill, and I can get why they did choose to do it this way. Once Harrison Petty was accepting of the apology and then made it pretty clear to people at Melbourne that he was happy for it to stay there and then, that the apology publicly from Dane was sufficient enough for him to move on. So yeah, that's the reason for it, Bill.
I get that. But if an Indigenous player is racially vilified on the ground and then is that visibly upset at three-quarter time, it doesn't matter at the end of the game if he turns around and says to the club, I don't want this going any further. The AFL step in and say, we'll decide what happens here, and a sanction would have been handed out immediately. So I don't buy that.
No, and look, it would have been a different policy. It would have been the respect and responsibility framework around which something could have been done. But, yeah, look, they would have had, and do still, and they're not going to take it, scope to act on it under their own operations. But they've chosen not to, and they're not going to do it now, given it is now the Monday after the Friday night incident.
Okay, so does he remain captain of Brisbane? Like, the round one next year, after that, can he be the captain of an AFL club?
No, and I get why they are sticking with him in that role for this particular week. They've now got an elimination series of matches, provided they get past their first one, which
They better win that time, eh?
It's going to be problematic, Bill. I mean, they've got Richmond, who is hitting the September part of the season in really, really ripping form. And they know that they've got a game that can be taken anywhere. And what Brisbane has, and most recently did dish up against Melbourne, it was a mile off. To be 11 goals down against Melbourne by half time of that game on Friday, when they had their own finals chances at stake in the game, it was just a different level of football.
All right, so how were the finals allocated? Because I must admit, I just said to Fat before, Geelong Collingwood Saturday afternoon, evening-ish, that is a very interesting allocation of a final to me. I would have thought that had to be either Thursday or Friday night.
Having eagerly waited for these matchups, Jim, after the completion of a Sunday match in round 23, I've learnt to not sort of preempt and even sort of delve too deep after. I've got a theory, though, that the concussion suffered by Tom Papley for the Swans yesterday, the concussion protocols he now needs to serve, that would have precluded him from playing a Thursday night final. So you push it back a day, you notice that Sydney's scheduled to play on the Friday night. I'm just putting two and two together here, Jim. It might be getting five or six, but he wouldn't have been able to play if it was a Thursday night game, and that would have then changed the order of the other games after that Thursday night.
Oh, interesting, Damo. Geelong Collingwood, should it be at GMHBA Stadium?
Look, I'm actually in the minority. I'm with you on this as a
even
general rule, Bill.
They're even laughing at you.
They're even laughing here at the deletoid.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, though, that they do finish two games plus a lot of percentage clear of the entirety of the remainder of the competition, and their reward is to play a final at the home ground of the team that finished fourth. But look, this year with the renovations at GMHBA Stadium,
there's a massive great big hole at one end.
Not this year, Bill. Let it go this year.
22,000 Geelong supporters, no Collingwood. It'd be magnificent.
I'll tell you what it's taken this long to get out of Fat too, Damo. I don't know if you've noticed, is Geelong have had the softest draw of any team in the last 20 years. They've played one team in the top eight twice, and that's the Western Bulldogs. One.
Wow.
And they've won.
One.
They've beaten every top eight side.
One.
And the Western Bulldogs only just got back into the top eight on the second last match of the year.
It actually could have been that they didn't play any of the top eight twice in the whole season. So you've been smooched on the prune. And so sucked in, you're not getting your home.
Where did North Melbourne end up, by the way?
Yeah. Keep going, Purple. What else are we doing?
Let's have a quick look at Essendon under this negative part of what we do on the wrap-up of Monday. David Barham, I mean, you know my views on this, Jim. It was this time last week where this story just absolutely took off when they, as a board, had met for the second time inside 24 hours and couldn't make the call on Ben Rutten. I feel they embarrassed him. They didn't allow him to have any dignity in the lead-up to that final game Saturday night against Richmond. Sacked in on Sunday. And then you have David Barham, who's got his own issues with his own board members not being totally behind him after the sacking, making this comment.
We think we're after a more experienced coach. We think a more experienced coach might be able to get more out of this list, and we want to give our list the best chance.
So that limits them immensely. And I raise that, Jim and Bill, because if you look at the finalists in 2022, each coach of those eight teams was an untried coach at the time of taking over that role. So for David Barham to say, we think we need an experienced coach, well, I don't know what that means by way of opening the field up and to canvassing all potential relevant and valid possibilities for what they now need.
Ross Lyon or someone like that, obviously, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but Ross Lyon made some pretty strong comments too. And we saw Alistair Clarkson, who was in that category of proven coach, didn't want to bar the job the moment that he was made aware of Kevin Sheedy's comments publicly. And Kevin Sheedy, guys, is driving this James Hird back to Essendon project as hard as he possibly can. And it's got some numbers behind the scenes, but again, there's pushback from the board itself as to that being done without proper consideration.
Blues, last four, they've lost six of the last seven, the last two in heartbreaking but disappointing fashion.
And also, first time they're out of the top eight was yesterday at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
a bit later. Thank you, Bill. Yeah. So it's been a very disappointing finish to the season.
It has, Jim. And as much as we celebrated the return to football of Charlie Curnow and confirming even before the game started yesterday that he was the Coleman medalist of 2022, but for him to kick 2 goals, 5, and to have another shot at goal that fell markedly short, it's on him. It's on Harry Mackay, 2 goals, 3. It's on, unfortunately, for Corey Durden, who had a good year, but didn't take the option that he had late in the game just to allow Mackay or someone else to have a shot at goal when they just needed a point.
That was always, wasn't it?
That was always the previous week. It was Durden yesterday.
Durden yesterday. Was he kicking that?
I don't know. He kicked it straight to Jeremy Howe with no Carlton player around him. I mean, even prior to that, though, before the Jamie Elliott goal, Curnow had again taken the similar option to go long when he had shorter options at that stage, and they're in front at that stage. So they blew it up themselves. They did it the previous week as well, and I can't imagine what that's going to be like for that club before it plays another game of football in March next year.
Well, they did make giant strides, but the last 6 to 7 weeks are very, very disappointing. The game in Adelaide 3 weeks ago was a train wreck.
That was on the cost them. Yeah.
All right, let's get to a break because we've now got some positives.
I tell you what, I've got a positive. I like Collingwood. I'm just whispering it.
Oh, no.
More Damien Barrett.
Thanks for the news flash.
Next on the Rush Hour, live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield. All thanks to our van, RV.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
As we march towards the finals, Damien Barrett is still on the show.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Chemist Warehouse, Jim.
Yes.
The real house of fragrance. That's what we need here today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought I saw, I can't be sure.
Who?
But I thought I saw Gary Warren from Nari Warren.
He did. He's here, the nude nut. Where is he?
The centrefold.
The centrefold. He's over here somewhere.
Bloody
I
hell.
Saw him. Rabsy's sister's here and
Rabs
all her
brought
kids.
His whole bloody extended family in here,
yes.
Purple. Now,
Christopher.
Let's get positive. Yeah. And you can't help but be positive about Collingwood.
No, you can't because they played the second last of 198. Games of home and home footy yesterday, didn't they, Jim? You called it for Channel 7, obviously, and it was as good a game as you'd ever see, and it basically and effectively capped, I think, one of the great home and away seasons, didn't it, the way it unfolded. Yep. There's been so many highlights out of this year, and people sometimes get caught up in the stand rule and the 666. I reckon it's all added to the theatre, and we got that type of game yesterday. Jamie Elliott, I know he's been talked about a lot, but he is a Collingwood hero, isn't he, with what he did against Essendon to kick that goal after the siren, and then those two moments in the last quarter, the big hanger, the composure to go back, kick the goal, and then the moment he had late in the piece where Ginnivan covered for him with Saad, and then just take the moment on. I mean, if you have a look back at that goal, it's a very good goal that he kicked,
and there's
going to be no point of return for him had he missed, because he had an option with Ginnivan on the inside of him. But I'm just wrapped. He took the moment, seized the moment, kicked the goal, and he's been as important as anyone, hasn't he, when it's all said and done?
Oh, he's good. Brilliant. Finishes well. He's a star. Absolute star.
Speaking of stars in the making.
Whoa.
Sam Darcy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Duke. Well, now, we don't like saying too many nice things because it's Duke.
Yeah. Yep.
But his young bloke's a ripper kid, and geez, he's got some talent.
Third game of footy, and to now be presenting as a marking option up forward, and then more importantly, a goal-kicking option after the mark. He kicked two in that game the other day against Hawthorn yesterday, and it was pretty crucial because the first of the two, they were two or three goals down at that stage, and it was potentially getting away from them. But to be doing that in his third game where he hadn't played footy for effectively as a kid, school kid, for the 2 years of the COVID, or seven games in those 2 years, to come into the system the way he has, to be given a game after 2 months of VFL form, and to now come into the team for the last three matches of the home and away season where they won the two to get in, I think he's going to be as dangerous as anyone on the ground for the Western Bulldogs' chances against Fremantle in that elimination final on Saturday night.
Love him.
And Tom Lynch, geez, he's in some form, isn't he?
Yeah, so the string of goals he's got now, Bill, 4, 4, 8 and 5, and all clear to go in the qualifying final when it's, elimination
Are
final.
You sure?
When it's,
yeah, sure?
It's all precautionary.
Damo, have you had a groin injury?
Bill, it's all precautionary, all clear, all systems go.
Bill had one for the last 3 years of his career.
I couldn't move. No, so, let me tell you, they're no good.
No, but he hasn't got one, Bill.
So why is he icing his groin?
Because he'd kicked five goals. They didn't need him anymore. All he could have done was properly get hurt. So they got him off the ground. He went through. Look, he did have some scans, to your point, but they're all clear and he's right to go. And the exciting thing is the potential of Dusty Martin to come back into that team as well for that game.
Sydney and Freo, sometimes you just got to tick the box final round.
Yeah, you do. Franklin also kicking 50 goals again. Yep. People want to say that he's not the buddy that he once was, and that's obvious, but he's still a very, very important part of what they're about to do. And the fact they've got the doubles chance last year, missed it last year in the last round, got it this year, I still think they're as live a premiership hope as any of the big teams and players in this. And Fremantle too. And again, it wasn't his best game this year, Andrew Brayshaw, but he and Caleb Sarong just worked their way through some ordinary patches of form for their team against GWS just to get them the result to allow them to go into the finals with some confidence. Because they've changed their game up again the past 3 weeks, the Dockers, and they got away from that. But they're in good form. They're in good form, but they will be worried about what they do face, that being the Western Bulldogs.
Who does win the Brownlow?
Clary Oliver for me.
I would hope it's Oliver, yeah. Yeah.
Lockie Neal's dropped off the last three,
hasn't he? He would drop off in the last three. Because the last two, Billy, he wouldn't have polled. Just repeating here that Adam Kingsley, you know what I say repeating, Tom Brown is reporting and others reporting
Tom Brown.
Kingsley has agreed to a three-year deal to coach the GWS Giants.
Really? Yeah. Adam Kingsley to the Giants. Wow.
So where does that leave the Albanian flyer, Adam the Ooze?
Leaves him needing to do some good work with what he's got at Melbourne there. So, yeah, that is... That's a bit of a surprise. I mean, we did get some talk yesterday that Kingsley was still in the race, but most of the talk had been that it was Uze. So Kingsley to be the coach of the GWS Giants there.
What is still
Brown.
Going? Well done. Positives. Connor Rosie.
Yeah. Talking of Brownlow, I can't see why he won't be in the leaderboard for a long way. Maybe the slow start that he and his club had at a 0-5 start to the year. But now that he's once they got going, he's had a really good year. I think he's going to be up in the top five, Jim. He's certainly in the top five of the coaches' votes, and he could just be the player because it took Ollie Wines, last year's winner, to get his form going this year.
Did you see Tom Hawkins run out onto the ground, ready to run through the banner, and didn't have his jumper?
What's that about?
Take us through that, Bill.
Tom!
Where's the ad hawk?
Mate, he runs out onto the ground
didn't
have a jumper.
You're his mate, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a farmer. He might have got kicked or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. But that is dopey, isn't it?
Well,
big
dopey.
Tom. So then he had to run back in, get a jumper on, and then run out.
I would have thought your jumper's reasonably important.
Yeah, and just you are a good mate of Tom Hawkins, Bill. You're just that you're one of the positives out of the weekend too.
Well,
I am.
Well, you've booked yourself a holiday to Bali with Joey Montagna.
With your girl.
Fiji.
Fiji,
get that right, Tom Brown.
You've now made it a public... public girlfriend situation you're in now, Bill.
No,
that's good. Everyone here in Mansfield's enjoying it. The fact that Bill's romantically inclined?
I'm on a golf trip with Joey. Oh. Going on a golf trip with Joey. That's it. Just Joey and I, and we're going to Fiji. That's it.
I like it too, Dano. Yeah, I think it's it's softened him.
It has.
Because we're worried about him for a long time. He was dormant.
Dormant. He's giddy because he hasn't shut up.
No, that's it.
You'd shut up.
As we said on Saturday, though, Jim, I just really worry for poor old Erin Montagna, who has to subject herself to the double dating that's been going on.
Third wheel.
Bus.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, the bus. Isn't that it for a while, Damon?
Jeez, that's sounding bad, that bus.
No, it is, but we're getting them all back. We're getting them all back.
Whole fleet?
We'll get one up the highway to Brisbane. I just need to see what's going on up there. And if they go out in the first final, look out up there with the Dane Zorko backdrop. But all other buses, though, Jim, every single one we've got, heading down toward Tullamarine to see what's going on.
At the hangar,
and to see what Kevin Sheedy's up to, because he's up to something quite large, even at this latey stage of his high-end involvement in football.
Thank Damien Barrett, everybody. Yes. Number one newsbreaker in football like that. Speaking of football, who have we got coming up?
Craig Kelly, Josh Fraser from the Collingwood Football Club as well.
Chad Morgan.
And a locals quiz. It's the Rush Hour live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield. Each stay and play at the Delatite Hotel, heart of the high country.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield, Victoria's beautiful high country. We have Bill's quiz, which is always something to worry about, JB.
Confirmed Adam Kingsley, by the way, is the new coach of GWS. Wow. So that is just having a look at how many years here. I'll get back 3 years. There you go. 3 years, Jim. So well done to Adam Kingsley. All right, what are we doing?
Now, here we go. We've got the quiz. It's a general knowledge and local quiz for Mansfield, sponsored by Chemist Warehouse. And the prizes, Triple M prize pack. Thank you very much, Triple M. And a $100 voucher at the Delatite. Righto, here we go. G'day, Chuck.
How are you, Billy?
What do you do, Chuck?
I'm retired.
And why is your nickname Chuck?
I can't bowl. I was a wicketkeeper.
Oh, good. Righto. Where is Bourke Street?
Melbourne.
No.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck.
You're better than that.
Look at this bloke's nickname. No, kid, shush. His nickname is Dunno. G'day, Dunno.
Hey, Billy.
Why are you called Dunno?
Because I don't know anything.
Of course it is.
All right, see if you know this, Dano. Where is Bourke Street?
Mount Buller.
Oh, he's away.
Away.
Chuck, you should have known that, Chuck. I'll buy you a beer, Chuck. Go up and get a beer. Righto. Number two, Mansfield was originally known as what? What was it named before it was called Mansfield?
The football club?
No, the town. Goes back a bit.
Mount Battery.
Yes, well done.
Dano.
Good work. Oh, jeez. Well,
he knows a bit, Dunno.
Dunno owns a... what is the postcode?
What does he own? Yeah.
What's the postcode of Mansfield?
3722.
Well done. Three in a row.
Ever listen to Dunno?
It's not a hard question, Bill.
Righto. Sing the Mansfield Footy Club Eagles song. Here we go. Start it off. Here we go.
Wait on.
He's from the footy club.
Oh no.
Oh, look at the boys. The footy club. You don't know.
They can't believe it, the boys.
Righto, Tane. He's let you in here. Sing the footy club, Eagles. Here we go.
I can only think it's the same colours of Perth, so it's got to be. I don't know.
Tane.
Righto. Club.
We go to Greg. G'day, Greg. He's got another bloke with a goatee. I can't believe it. They've all had goatees.
Mark Rusciuto.
Mark Rusciuto, like. Okay, Greg, the song, The Eagles.
Here we go. We are the boys from Mansfield Town. We wear those, all right?
Okay. Yeah, keep going. Is that it?
No!
No! I thought it was it, too. You were good, Greg. Righto, here's Benno. Come down here, Benno. How are you, Benno?
Good, Bill.
What do you do, Benno?
My wife and I have got a shop over the road. We can sort you out with a few organic little treaties, Bill.
Oh, tablets?
No, not tablets, Bill.
I thought it might just help me along, Benno. Now,
What kind of organic stuff? Like anything you can think of.
Oh, geez.
Bill's getting a little excited.
Sing the Mansfield Eagles song, the footy song.
It's a grand old flag. It's a high-flying flag. It's an emblem for you and for me.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Yes! Now, are the colours yellow and blue when you sing it, or is it blue and yellow?
They are gold and blue.
Right. I don't know, because that was contentious. Anyway, Benno, we're away. What question was that? We're up to five, Benno. Spell how Q.
No.
How do you say it?
How qua.
Spell how qua.
H-O-W-Q-U-A.
Well done. It's a little town.
Yeah, that's where the girls go for their year nine.
How Q. Number six. Name a premiership coach of Mansfield Footy Club. Only one.
Craig Kelly.
Do you know the other one?
You only have to name one, but asking for the other one.
No, it was David Minch.
Oh, it's Cementhead was the last one.
But David Minch.
Right, good.
From Geelong. Yeah, you're going well, Benno.
Oh, no.
The man from Snowy River. I want the first line, please, because that's where the movie was shot up here, Jimmy Boy. Yeah, the man from Snowy River. I want the first line of the poem. Benno, what are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Oh, right. Come on.
What do you do when you think, Bill?
He doesn't think.
I don't know what I do, to be honest. But come on, Benno, the man from Snowy River. Oh, bang, he's gone. Benno. Gil, here's Gil. How are you, Gil?
Yeah, good, mate, you?
Yeah, good, buddy. How long you lived in Mansfield?
35 years.
Does that class you as a local?
No.
No?
No.
How long do you have to live here to be a local?
Till you die.
Fair income. Is that right? Righto, you'd know the man from the Snowy River, wouldn't you? Give me the first line.
From this, he was moving at the station before the word had got around. But
keep going, it's good. But the old something got out of the stables. But anyway, well done. Well done. Here we go, only a couple of more. It's been a good quiz. Who finished ninth?
A couple of more.
Who finished ninth on the AFL ladder this year?
Carlton.
Yes! Yeah, baby. Righto. What are Pink Ladies and Granny Smith? Oh, you'd know that, Gil. Oh, thank you. Righto, yes, that was an easy one.
That's a good one, Bill.
Righto, we're nearly done, Jim. Yeah, I'm trying to find one more here.
It would be the last question, I reckon, yeah.
How many hearts does an octopus have? Hearts and legs.
2 and 8.
Wrong.
Bad. What's that got to do with Mansfield?
Well, there's an octopus I saw out here on the road one day. It's everything. Righto, Davey. What do you do, Davey?
Truck driver.
Good. We've got excavators and things.
Oh, yeah.
Excavators.
Whereabouts? Around here?
Yeah.
You're a local?
Yeah.
How long you lived here?
Oh, probably not long enough to be local.
35 years, bro. Gil, he's not a local.
I only got 10 under the belt.
Oh, well, you're nowhere near a local. No. Octopuses have how many hearts and how many legs?
Oh, 1 and 8.
No, Dopey. Who else we got? Bill. Ah, Billy. Oh, Billy's a local. How long you been here, Billy?
I'm all my life.
How long's that?
That's a few years.
Yeah, I was going to say.
About as many as you, Bill. Very close.
Are you a mad back for the footy club? You're down there all the time?
Yeah, get down there as much as I can, yeah.
Who's the best player?
There's a couple of handy players there. Max Marnie, Harry Marnie. There's a pretty handy girl there called Ava.
All the Marnies, yes. Righto, how many hearts and legs does an octopus have? It's not 1 or 2.
8 and 8.
Oh, no. Well, nearly there, Bill. Josh, oh, look at Joshy. Hello, Joshy. You win a prize, don't worry. I think we got some there. Thank you. How are you, Joshy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Good. What do you do? You're not a jockey.
Nah, work for the Shire.
The Shire. So that's an oxymoron.
Thank you, Bill.
Works for the Shire.
Well said.
How many hearts does an octopus have and legs?
3 hearts and 8 legs.
Yes! There we go. There is the quiz. Well done, Bill. Josh. Bill, his name's Josh Bill. So you've won $100 to the pub. You won a Triple M prize pack. And that's all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Well done to you. Don't go anywhere, Joshy. Another fantastic quiz, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, Bill giving it the. So do you run your trucks out of here? Nah, Hamilton.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill. Craig Kelly not far away, only if we've got time.
Yes.
And then Josh Fraser is going to join us, of course, a local product.
Yeah.
But speaking fat of local products,
oh, yes,
the Mansfield Eagles.
Exactly, Chad Owens, he's the coach, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Chad.
Oh! School teacher, Jim, so yes, don't worry about that. But also coached up in Queensland, Palm Beach Way, two premierships up there.
I see.
And currently the Mansfield Eagles second on the ladder, going beautifully. Chad, welcome. Yeah, pick that
Thank
up
you.
And use that, Chad. Yeah. Now, before we get anywhere, the beautifully performed quiz, you heard it just before. One of the blokes come up, his name was, or his nickname was Dunno, and he didn't know the club song. Did he play football down here?
Yeah, rumour has it he actually played here for 25 years. His sons have played junior footy, are currently playing. Dunno actually played in a few reserve grade premierships, so no doubt they sung the song that night. But,
And he couldn't sing the song. Oh, come on. Now, how are you going, mate? How long have you been in Mansfield? Are you enjoying it? And you must love the community. Everyone gets behind each other.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it, actually. Yeah, it's a nice place. It's been, I've got my two little boys there on the table there, yes, as well with the boys. And, yeah, that's been the best part about moving back to the country, yeah, is how involved everybody actually is and how connected the town is. Yeah, we've only been here 18 months, but it feels like a lot longer.
No, well, we had heard how popular a senior coach you are, Owensy, and that Owensy separates you from Craig Kelly, who no one liked when he was here. We're going to get him directly. But how are we placed? Got finals coming up?
Yeah, we've got one more home and away game this week over at Tatura.
Right. Oh, that's where Bill's face is in the urinal.
Urinal.
People wee on him.
They do.
They do.
Mouth open like that, Chad.
They do. People go into the urinal and wee on him.
There's kids.
So you'll beat them?
Oh, yeah, we're certainly hoping so. Yeah, we've had a really good run. We're 14-3 at the moment.
Ooh.
So I think we've won about our last five or six. So we're starting to gel really nicely.
So who are the arch rivals coming into the fight? Who you got to beat?
Echuca haven't lost a game all year.
Wow.
And they're coached by former Carlton player Andrew Walker.
Yes.
So
took mark of the year.
Yeah. So
didn't get paid, didn't it?
I know, but it was a great mark.
Yeah,
so they're real good.
Big, they're, yep, they're obviously the threat, but we're certainly not nervous about playing against them. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, brilliant ground. When I drove in, I took a bit of a spin around the golf course and came down. It's just a magnificent-looking facility.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, the Shire do a great job to look after the ground. One of our players, Harry DeMaster, he does a little bit of work with us on that ground as well to keep it in good nick for us. So, yeah, I think the town really supports the footy club really well.
They do. Who would like to mention? Cam Arnold would, because I know Cam.
Who would like to mention?
Well, no, who would you like to mention? You know they'd get a big head over it.
Oh, I don't know. To be honest, I don't think any of our boys would get a big head.
Right.
They'd be a bit embarrassed, I reckon. But, no, it's an unbelievably good group of footy people, and both on the field and off the field. We spoke about after the game on the weekend about I've been pretty lucky to be a part of some good clubs, and this one here is right up there, and it has a feel about it that could go all the way, just how gelled they are.
Are these some of the boys here, just on this front table?
Billy Marnie at the back, he was the one wrapping up his son just before. That's Max Marnie at the front. He's in our under-18s.
Righto.
Behind Maxie. Him is Big Cam.
Oh, the male model.
Yeah. Behind Cam is his 1-2 punch in the forward line, Benny Christopher. You know Bo's son.
The plumber.
Yeah, and behind him is Shawnee Purcell. To the right of him
We'll go through the whole team. And the sponsors, the Deloitte on board, and everyone's got on board?
The Deloitte.
Yeah, so...
Well, you should hear what else they call it.
Yeah, we've been really lucky with the local community getting on board, the local businesses. Kath Marnie does a really good job with getting sponsors on board, and yeah, the town's really got behind us, which is great.
Yeah, I don't know if you know Fish Thompson, Chad, but I used to belt the crap out of him when we played junior footy. Seriously, have a look at him. I used to stand over him. That's
no,
what
you wouldn't have, Jim.
I work with Fishy every day. His story is the complete opposite.
Hey, the Golden Valley, it's a very good comp.
Yes, it is.
Ovens and Murray are very strong, and the Golden Valley is very strong down this way. And the Netballers, of course, how are they going?
Yeah, the Netballers, it's been a hard year for them, to be honest. They're a very, very young A-grade side. They're coached by a young girl named Nell Cousins, a local James Cousins, from former Hawthorn player's sister.
Yep.
So very young team, and they're doing really well. They haven't got wins, but You can see if they stick together, they will. Our B-grade reserve team, made up predominantly of the mothers around the footy club, they're going to play finals this year, which is great.
So. It'd be nice and cold, wouldn't it? Like the Rezzies and the Colts. Imagine kicking off the dew up here.
Yeah, I'm normally still at home then with a jacket on.
You put a beanie on too, I reckon, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably need to.
But anyway, so Tatura this week, and then we're into the finals. They all played in Shepherd. Deakin?
No, I think they... we find out pretty soon where they're played. So they're at sort of, I think they're at neutral grounds. The grand final is always at Deakin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, good luck, Chad. Yes. We put your hands together for the coach. Chad Supremo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Just like the other one.
Jab and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance. This Father's Day, get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Of course, we are coming from Mansfield today, boys, and we're joined by a local hero and Collingwood Premiership star, Craig Kelly.
None of the above, but I know Nine, last time they greeted the judges
they
up
did,
here.
Premiership.
Somehow Ned was the coach. We need to get to the bottom of it. I think we got him on the line now. Ned, are you there?
Oh, don't you start. I mean, how about the last time you were up there was around about 4 or 5 weeks' time down the road and we'd won the flag and you sort of waltzed into town like you'd owned the joint. And I'd been drinking a fair bit of consumed some frothies for the last few days. And you sort of waltzed in as if you'd won the flag yourself, you flogged. So,
well, the boys all got around me because I was an A-lister, but...
Oh, please. I mean, if there's some of the boys there now, right now, they'll be listening at you going, what is that little skinny bloke doing in God's country up there in Mansfield? Please.
Oh, I can see the great Fish Thompson. He knows what I bring. Please. Now, what I was here to do was see your wife. That's what I was coming up to do. Yes. I just gave you about a second of my time on my way up to Merrijig. But... is there a statue of you anywhere here? Is any representation here?
He wants one.
I thought Fish and the boys had organised at the front of town. As I drive into town, there should be one there.
I've been talking to him. You've been trying to get one since you won the 2009 Premiership. A bronze statue at the footy club or at the start of the town. Guess what? They haven't got enough bronze for your big head.
Don't you start. You came up to the farm and I had you raking rocks and you decided that was way too hard, so you sat in the porch drinking beers.
Yeah, I got hay fever. I nearly died.
Hey, the boys are going all right, just quietly. Chatty Owen's got the guys flying.
Oh, they're going well.
I spoke to Chad, he's got them going.
They're flying up there. They're a bit of a sniff a bit of chance here. And,
what about
and a little plug, boys, the under-17s. Mansfield under-17s, my godson, Jack Stoney, into the grand final, if you don't mind. Sneaky little wingman, half-forward/... midfielder, very good player. I've trained him up well. He's just flying. So hopefully that's under-17s go right as well.
Now, I went out to the property about in a Merrijig.
Yes.
And old, wherever it is, old wanker Ned had the bloody chaps on that he'd borrowed from the village people. He was sitting on this horse that was battling to hold him up.
Couldn't hold him up.
And, like, the legs were nearly splattered out the side. And then he goes belting up this hill. And I thought, hello, he's showing me how good a horseman he is.
Yeah.
You know, the one hand and he's belting up this hill. And I'm looking at him. Poor horse is nearly dead. He gets up the top, gets his phone out. It's the only place he can get reception. Sat on his horse and made a wanker phone call.
Of course he did.
That's what we're dealing with you.
To Nathan Buckley or someone. Well, I remember we left here one day at the township and we're in the car with Mark Scaife.
Oh, yeah, Scaife.
Ned was driving the car. He thought he was Mark Scaife. I've never been to his house so quickly, Jim. We went up that hill sidewards into a couple of drains, feeding him. Ned,
I think you're actually dropped a fair bit of that story off, Coco, where we might have been at a sportsman the night before that afternoon, and we might have been told which way to go home and sneak around the back roads. We did, and somehow Scaife got us home, which is very good of him.
Well, okay, that's what he is, superstar.
Now, and very quickly.
You'd be very pleased, as a former premiership player, and I can't believe I actually ever uttered that sentence, as a former premiership player at Collingwood, you'd be very pleased with your old boy. They're going beautifully.
Just going okay, mate. There's a bit of work to be done. Just a bit of work to be done, yeah.
Keep the bloody lid on. You're going magnificently.
Don't you start. How about you getting all the credit for getting Clarkson?
So I should.
Hey, Ned, you heard a change of venue. It's down at GMHBA now, the qualifying final. It should be, Ned.
Billy, let's just, the facts of the matter is that your lot should win the premiership this year. Chris is going beautifully, as is Steve Hocking back there running the joint beautifully. So it'll be a great game. You guys should be winning it this year. It looks good.
Did you have a premiership reunion last Thursday? Why would you have it on a Thursday?
Mate, what would you know about winning one?
Oh! That's a fair point.
Reasonable point.
Oh, the natives like that one, Ned. The natives like that here. But why would you have a premiership reunion on a Thursday?
Well, the good point, Coco. There was, I don't know. It worked all right, though.
Did Brian Taylor, who was dropped from the game, did he MC the reunion?
Yes, I think he... It's interesting. Poor the Bristle... He does a marvellous job. He's wonderful in the room. It was actually the Wiedemann Foundation raised money for past players, but we had the reunion because obviously the last couple of years have been a bit difficult to have a function. So, but it must be a bit hard for Bissell, but he does do a marvellous job.
He gets paid.
And he just actually delivered it beautifully. But he's sitting there. It sort of must be a little bit sort of upset about the whole thing, but he is a professional. He was amazing.
Right. Hey, I heard when you were coaching here and there was a young fella playing his first...
Coach. Very good coach.
I know, but first senior game. He was 17, Jim. First senior game.
Yes.
Comes into the side because everyone thought he was a madman and all that, which he is. His name was Mitch Warren. So he comes into his game.
Is he out the front there?
He's here. He's here. And you barreled him. You barreled him after the game and told him, to, amongst other things, to get off the donuts.
Yeah, he was carrying a bit of weight. I said, mate... You want to win a flag here, you need to get off the donuts and drop some kegs. A couple other blokes had to go back with the fly of the ball a bit harder. We worked it out. Thanks to Bo and Fraser Stevenson and a few of the stars up there. I was
Bo Christopher.
And Fraser, if you ever need any sporting goods up there, go down to Sports First down the main street there, mate, and get your gear. Very good up there.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
But look at your own fat guts.
I was in Rivingnick then. I played a few games in the twos.
And the twos. Anyway, Collingwood going beautifully, so they just keep winning by under a goal and win the grand final, Ned.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. How's Dean and Gil going up there? Are they looking after you?
They're beautifully. We're getting looked after beautifully.
One of the great parts of the world, boys. Enjoy it. They're going to go okay this year. Hopefully they win a flag up there.
How's the new four-wheel drive and the boat that you bought and haven't used either?
Never got the boat out of the shed.
Mate, please, wash your mouth out with soap. I've taken that off and got it very dirty and the boat is going marvellously.
Hey, do you look after Adam Kingsley?
I'm not going to say yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Just been appointed coach of the Giants. That's a great effort.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
That's good because we all thought it was going to be Uzo, so that's well done
there's
there.
A couple more to go, so there's a few more happening.
Well, give it to us.
Come on.
Well, good week last week it was with our man Ben Rutten, so that's been fun. And let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
All right, well, give us an exclusive on the rush hour.
No one will be listening, only here in Mansfield.
Well, there's only three coaches. I mean, if they want an experienced coach, there's Don Pike, Leon Cameron, Ross Lyon. You're sort
all
of
very
going,
good.
Well, mate, and credit to you, Jim. I don't think you would have had a lot to do with it, but the board and the mafia made a decision. Clarkson's our man, and that's all they spoke to. That's all they went after. The clubs have to actually get a bit better at saying, let's back ourselves in. They're experienced coach. Ross is right. Don Pike's right, or Leon's right. Let's just go and get him, and off we go.
It's about the only sensible thing I've ever heard you say.
Exactly, yeah.
I so love coming on this show. It's always upbeat way to feel good about yourself.
All right. Say hello to your beautiful wife for everyone here. And good luck with the Maggies.
Say hello to those lunatics at the bar there. They're
say great. Hello to the lunatics. Say hello
they're
to
a beautiful group of people.
Go and enjoy it, mate.
They're just giving see you, they've all given you the bird. So see you, Ned.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye, mate.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Drink anyone?
Yeah. Cheezel?
Mark from... Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause. Anyone like a cheezel?
Live from the Dalatide Hotel in Mansfield, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Josh Fraser, not too far away.
on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole
Rosie Walton.
Put your hands together for Triple M royalty in the form of Rosie Walton.
Oh, massive applause.
Of course there is.
Now, Rose?
Hello. Whitney and I came up yesterday.
Oh, I know
to
you
the
did.
Beautiful Mansfield.
I
and
know
can
you
I
did.
Give a shout out to Inyark, Bucks Country Bakehouse.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing steak.
The Country Bakehouse.
The Social Bandit.
Where's Yark?
I don't know. Where is it?
Yeah, it's just down,
yeah,
there.
Down the road.
The Country Bakehouse is very nice, right?
The Delatite Winery is beautiful.
Yes. Well, sounded like you had a proper tour.
I went through Molesworth, of course.
Yes,
of course
you did.
But
that's where
some...
Bridge Duclos was born.
Exactly.
Molesworth.
Got a bit of feedback, though, on our Triple M Rush Hour Instagram. Have you seen the videos that took place today when Bill was in the car with Paul Rabs and Ethan?
No.
He sang and spoke for the entire 2.5 hours.
There's something wrong with him.
Did not shut up.
No.
Good feedback.
Shane Gibson says, I'll have whatever Bill is on, thanks.
Yeah.
Leanne. Billy's one of those annoying passengers, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Yes, he is.
Melissa Bell said, it's karma, though, coming at you, Rabs, for all those plastics that you played last week for the joke.
That is true.
No, I'll cop that. I'll accept that.
There's also photos of you with the lovely Our Van RV caravan out here at the Delatite Motel.
Yes.
Hotel.
Good idea.
People keep pointing out, James, that you were wearing sneans or junners or whatever it is. So you've got runners on with jeans. So does Bill. You cop it. He doesn't.
They're not runners.
That's fine.
They're runners.
They're not runners.
I don't know how you get away with it. And
Well, because I wear it well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I wear them well.
There's also a couple of questions. Has Billy girlfriend's brownless bought the girlfriend along to
on the road?
She's in the van.
Oh, yeah. Of course she is. Of course she is.
Anyway, come up to Mansfield. It is magnificent. Plenty of job opportunities as well, we've been told.
Really?
So if you want to have a tree change, I highly recommend coming here. There's jobs are
worst
plenty.
Worst places, Hose, you could spend your life.
In hospitality, at the hospital, all sorts of things.
Where's the bakehouse again? Where was that, Hose?
I'm not talking ever again.
Josh Fraser, not far away.
Not far away.
We need to speak to him.
I've got to talk to you, too, about that TV you sold me.
Oh, no.
It doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
You wouldn't even know how to make it work.
I turned it on. It doesn't work.
Thanks to Our Van RV. We are live from Mansfield today. OurVanRV.com.au, the largest range of Atlantic caravans.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where's the boss? I've got to sign on for next year. I haven't signed.
I would do it quickly.
For Chemist Warehouse, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, live from the Delatite Hotel in Mansfield. We're joined by a man who spent a lot of time in his childhood in Mansfield and was also involved in the Carlton and Collingwood football clubs, Josh Fraser.
Oh, number one overall pick in 1999, 200 games for the Maggies. Josh, welcome to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, 3 years of age, you moved here and you had junior and senior school in this magnificent place. What are your memories of growing up in Mansfield?
Oh, I love Mansfield as a town, obviously fantastic people, and yeah, it was a lot of fun growing up in Mansfield, playing sport, playing footy, a little bit of cricket, although I wasn't much of a cricketer, but yeah, just great memories, great friends, and always love getting back there when I can.
And you'd be happy, just we'll get the footy done quickly before we talk about your amazing experiences in this beautiful place. You'd be very happy with your old team there, going along beautifully.
Yeah, we're going okay. It was obviously... nice to get a result yesterday and set ourselves up for a top four finish, but it's pretty even type of year, this one. So, it's, as I say, it's nice to be getting some wins this time of year, and certainly Fly and the coaching group have rejuvenated the place. And,
of course they
enjoying,
have. Head of academy? What does that mean?
Yeah. It's basically, head of development. So, looking after the young group and looking after the skill acquisition and fundamental side of things, and doing a bit of stuff with the ruck. So, there's a couple of layers to it, but it's been good.
Been a great year for Collingwood, of course. Joshy Boy, who would have thought, fourth on the ladder. And you've got how many in the All-Australian? Three players in the All-Australian squad. Chris, Josh Dacos, no Nick, and Maynard. What a star Maynard is. I reckon he played in about six different positions yesterday.
Yeah, he's a beauty, Bill. He's someone that from afar I've sort of admired a little bit. And then when you get up close and see the way he goes about his footy and the type of teammate he is, he's a much-loved figure inside the footy club, and just the unconditional way he attacks the contest and what he puts on the line for his teammates each week. So he's been a huge part of the reason we've been able to have some success this year.
And Ash Johnson, by the way, I think playing just game number six. So you would have had a big role in developing him, and he looks a beauty.
Yeah, he's been a good story, Ash. He's played some pretty good VFL footy for us this year, but I don't think anyone expected the type of input he's given us at AFL level. So he's been a real find for us, and as have a number of other young players. And Bo McCreary's been a terrific player for us, and obviously Jack Ginnivan's had a really good season. So lots of young guys to like and hopefully build a future around.
And Craig McRae, everything I don't know, haven't been obviously inside the tent, as haven't any of us, but everything you hear is that he's creating this magnificent environment where people are enjoying themselves, can't wait to get to the club, everyone loving everyone's success. It's amazing, Josh, when you build a good environment, how good things happen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Obviously, you know, winning helps. You get a win on the weekend, everyone's looking forward to getting into the club, but I think that's the way he goes about it, Fly. I mean, he's gives great autonomy to the people around him. Certainly don't get too high or too low off the back of results. And, he's very much a process-driven coach. So, regardless of the result on the weekend, we get to work and we keep looking to get better. And the one thing he does really well is celebrate the success of, obviously, the team, but also individuals. And, it is a great environment to be around at the moment. And as I said, we're riding a little bit of a wave of success and energy, and hopefully that carries us a lot further this year.
What word was autonomous, word. Bill, did you?
What's happened? Yeah. What is? Oh, I won't ask what it is. I know what it is. Some of the people here look dumbfounded, but we all know what that means. The supporters are unbelievable. Josh, he got behind the club. They've always been a big, big club, and, gee, they were supporting, yelling and going crazy. There would have been a lot of teeth, I reckon, in the lost and found at the MCG today. They were going feral.
She was pretty loud, Bill. Yeah, it was. It was pretty electric atmosphere. Obviously, there was a fair bit on the line for both clubs, but I don't think I've experienced anything quite like that last couple of minutes. And I know we had the Essendon game a little earlier on in the season, which was pretty incredible as well. But I think with everything on the line yesterday and the way the game panned out, it couldn't have worked out better for us.
And just to put a little stake into the Blues, the arch rival, that would have pleased a lot of Magpies.
Yeah, no doubt it pleased a lot of supporters. It was, I had the fortune of working at the Blues for, I think, 5 years, so still quite close with a lot of people there. And you don't like to see them obviously miss out on finals, but on this occasion it was quite a nice result. So, as I say, we're looking forward to what the next month or so holds, and I'm sure the Blues will rebound pretty quickly.
Now, Bill, Josh is going to be here for another day or two. He's moved into the hotel upstairs. What has he got to do while he's in Mansfield? Yeah. What do you recommend?
I'd imagine he's visited all the pubs already, so that's that's probably ticked off.
I got two to go. I'm only at the Delatite. I've got to go across the road there, that one, and then the commercial. So I've got two more to go, Joshy. Yes.
Where and how else? Many days are you there, Bill?
I'm only here for about 4 hours. So, where did you live? In town?
No, I was just out of town, mate. We were just about 10 km out of town on a little farm, and there's plenty to do, mate, this time of year. Obviously, the local boys will be revving up for hopefully a finals campaign. Honestly. So, it might be nice to duck up there and have a look at them train and maybe offer some words of wisdom.
No, probably not from me. And you would have had first girlfriend and first kiss and things like that at Mansfield Footy Oval when mum and dad were inside having a few froppies and the girls are out in the oval and the boys are out in the oval. They bring back great memories, Josh.
Oh, mate, I had to wait till I was 18 and drafted before any of that stuff happened. So
how's it all? What have you got, two kids, Ted and Emmy?
Ted and Emmy, mate, yeah. So that all happened pretty quick, yeah. Yep.
So can you see yourself drifting back up here at any stage just to put the skis on, Joshy?
I'll be back up there for sure. I'll try and get up at least once a fortnight if I can and check in on the old man. Once the footy side of things has wound up, I'd love to get back up there a little bit more permanently, but still got a fair itch to scratch around the coaching game, and I'm really enjoying my time with the Pies, and we'll see where that leads to.
So you bloody should. It's been a brilliant season. So exciting to watch Collingwood play footy at the moment. And a huge finals campaign. Good luck with everything to do with that.
Appreciate it, lads. Thanks for having me.
On you, Josh.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Thanks to our van, RV. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill live from beautiful Mansfield.
All right, got the joke coming up shortly. Yes. Before we do, All-Australian squad has been announced.
Yes, Jim.
Geelong and Melbourne have provided a quarter, if you don't mind, of the 44-man team or
so
squad.
So that's 11 players?
Oh, that's it. No Essendon player, no North Melbourne player, but I see the Brayshaw brothers are in, Jim and JB. Oh. So, but only one day cost.
Yeah.
Josh.
Okay.
So Nick's a bit stiff to miss the squad.
Stiff. He'll get rising star.
But... No, he will, but I would have thought he'd be a squad member. Kerno, Hawkins, Cameron, Walker, as in Taylor Walker and Lynch.
Wow.
The big forwards, no Lance Franklin.
No, exactly right. Witts and Blixarves, Daniel Rioli. So it's a 44-man squad. It's got to be cut down, obviously, but well done to the boys there.
No, it's very good. Anyone who gets in that has had a brilliant year.
So yesterday, Jim.
Yes.
I sit down in my new apartment. It's all done. Yep. Very nice. I sit down to What's the Footy on Channel 7, okay?
Yes, of course you do.
So I get in the beanbag because I haven't got any furniture, so I've just got a nice little... bloody hard to get out of beanbags.
Mm, yes.
But turn on the telly. Guess what your shitty little TV that I bought off you for too much hasn't got?
What?
Channel 7.
Sucked in.
No, Channel 7.
Put the bloody cord in, the antenna plug. Then it'll work.
I think I did that. Oh. I don't know. Well, I get 9 and ABC and 31 and everything else.
Right, now joke.
31.
Yes, oh, now you got...
John Stevens joins us tomorrow, by the way. A big show.
Exactly.
Day with a laugh.
All right, thank you, Lou.
This is Billy's joke.
Now, I want you all to laugh along to this because it'll get some plum boom.
Oh, I don't think.
Still got a minute to go. So, we've got to say the thank yous to Dean and Gil here. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Delatite Hotel, been running it for 9 years. Very nice joint. Chad Owens, the super coach.
Yes.
To Ned, to Josh, and all of... everyone from Triple M have done a great job, including Ethan. And Whitney and everyone else.
And everyone for coming. Thank you.
Yes, give yourselves a round of applause.
Beautifully done. Yep.
And perfect. Our RV van, of course.
Our van RV. Thank you.
So the joke, Bill,
I think they like it the other way I said it. Jim.
Yes.
I know a bloke who has a little doodle and sounds like an owl.
Who?
Jimmy Sue.
How's that a joke? Look how disappointed they are.
They love it.
That's the worst crap any of them have ever heard.
Who? That's you, Jim.
Great to be in Mansfield.
Yes, thank you, Mansfield. Sing along. Ready? I am the king of Geelong. I am the king of the Right, I cut it.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it.